This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. Jason Villalba is a Republican who represents Dallas in the Texas State House. When Ted Cruz dropped out of the presidential race this week, essentially locking in Donald Trump as his party's nominee, Villalba responded. His searing column in the Texas Tribune carried the headline, "Donald Trump is the death of the Republican Party." And that's not all he wrote. Jason Villalba, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
You called Donald Trump, and I quote, "a buffoonish, clownish, orange, carnival-barking, snake oil salesman, and a disgusting blight upon the American experience." So how do you really feel?
Look, we wanted to use language, or I wanted to use language that was visceral in its impact on people when they read it. When I'm watching the returns come in from Indiana and realizing that Donald Trump was going to be the Republican nominee, that hit me in the stomach like a punch. And I wanted to make sure that when I wrote something about how I felt, that people would feel the palpable sense of concern and frustration that I had. And I thought the best way to do that was with some very strong, blistering language.
Don't you worry using that kind of harsh language just lowers the level of political discourse even more?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, what I said has been said before about him. I don't think there's anything new. I wasn't breaking any new ground when I said that. If you look at the piece as a whole, I talk about his policy positions that I have problems with. I talk about some of his existing resume problems that are, I think, fundamentally wrong for our country.
And yet you say you won't vote for a Democrat.
As bad as Trump is, I think on the spectrum of what is good and not good for America, he is above or ahead of Hillary Clinton. So I can't in good conscience vote for Hillary. I can't in good conscience today vote for Donald Trump. My hope is that a credible third-party conservative will come out of the woodwork and run for election as a third party. I mean, that's the only hope I think that people like me have at this point.
So what do you do if that third option doesn't come?
Well, I think what happens for me is I support the Republican Party ticket, and I make sure I go to the ballot box and vote all the way down ballot, and I leave that first blank or the first ballot empty. Or, you know, I could request a write-in ballot and write in someone that I think would be a good alternative. I asked my wife what she thought, and she said that I should vote for the mama bear from Revenant because that's the person that we most admire from this year, at least.
If that's the case, don't you worry that you're leaving the decision to someone else, the very people you're ripping for supporting Donald Trump or to a Democrat? Isn't withholding your vote in a way abdicating your responsibility as a voter and a political leader?
I don't think so, because I'm not going to not vote. I will vote, and I'll vote down ballot. It just won't be for Donald Trump, and it won't be for Hillary Clinton.
If Trump's nomination is the death of the Republican Party, what comes after death?
The party after the Trump era ends will be different, unquestionably, but I don't think we're looking at the final death knell of the party and the party breaks up. I don't think that's where we're headed. What I meant by that language was that the party, as I understood it, is different than what I thought it was. It's not the same party that I grew up with. If this person is the standard bearer, it's not the party that represents me.
So what happens if Donald Trump is elected? Where is your place in the Republican Party?
I will continue to fulfill my duties as an elected official, as a conservative that I campaigned as. For someone like me, I continue to remain a Republican and do the things that I have to do. And I think the rest of the party does the same thing. And then we watch what happens in at the national level if this man is the president. I know we'll have to accept that office because we respect our institutions and we respect the office of the president. But, you know, I'm fearful of what a leadership under Trump would look like. I mean, it could be very frightening for us. Domestic policy and foreign policy is going to be much different than what you've seen under past Republican presidents and under Democratic presidents.
Jason Villalba, thanks for taking the time.
You got it. Thank you so much.